located in a very rural area in Northern California. And we started an ITS program back around 2000. Rural environments have a lot of unique challenges trying to do ITS in them. Power, lack of communications, just the physical environment. You know, we've got places in our district that get 30 below in the winter and 115 degrees in the summer. And it presents a unique set of challenges from that are fundamentally different from an urban environment. And we have known each other for quite a few years, basically since we started the ITS program here in district. And oftentimes get frustrated at some of the existing venues for the really lack of rural focus and lack of technical depth in a lot of the conferences we would attend and so forth. And so we started talking about doing our own. And the idea was that we would focus on the technical issues, focus on a rural environment, the whole idea of transparency and trust, so that we weren't looking for people doing a sales job. We weren't looking for people that, you know, oh, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. We wanted to attract people that had actually done particular systems and were willing to present on them, that they were willing to be frank about how the systems worked, what they did, what didn't work, to really get into the core nuts and bolts of how to make these systems function in an accurate, timely, and reliable manner, which is, it's absolutely key. If you want people to use this stuff, it needs to be accurate, timely, and reliable.
Just to kind of augment what Ian's already said, you know, back in 2006, we were at the ITS World Congress in San Francisco, and the conference was about to wrap up, and we were at the Pac Bell Park, and we were saying, you know, this was a great forum, or this was a great conference, but what about if we made a conference or a forum for, you know, engineering practitioners? And we got down to the 20-foot level, down to the nuts and bolts of a project, you know, code level, design decision level, and we brought in people to that actually did the work and would discuss the work with other engineers, and not just talk about the glossiness or the glossy folder or fact sheet of the project, but tell us, you know, what decisions were made, what didn't work, what did work, what were the trade-offs, design considerations, and that kind of thing. And we really wanted to have a forum for the field engineer, for the design engineer, for the practitioner of rural ITS.
And in general, the venue is a casual venue as far as you know, people in the audience are expected to, when they have a question, to ask the presenter you know, to get into more detail on a particular area or back and forth on particular approaches. It's supposed to be a very interactive event, and in general, it lives up to that expectation. We've had good success with it.
Right. We've had approximately 9 states, 6 universities, the USDOT ITS Joint Program Office join us, as well as internally to Caltrans, 18 divisions and districts attend. This is our 8th year, we typically try to have a participant group of around 50 participants. We haven't quite hit that mark in the previous forums. I think this year we're looking to hit that magical 50 mark. It keeps it as an intimate venue, and it promotes a lot of discussion amongst the participants. And you know, the larger you get in these venues, the more difficult it is to have everybody in the same room discussing issues. You start having to do breakout sessions and that kind of thing. And 50 seems like a logical number based on the facility size and the, you know, the participant involvement.
Now, these forums have been held since 2006. Looking back over the previous forums, can you think of some individual instances or highlights that have come about as a result of sharing information among the various participants from the Western states that occurred during those forums?
As far as being able to do tech transfer to other districts and states, we've had fiber optic design from one of our Caltrans districts that I know, you know, other states brought back and used parts of the design discussion in their own agency. What we're trying not to do is say, okay, here's a design, go back and copy it, you know, carte blanche. What we're looking at is take the philosophy of what we've done and be able to take those design philosophies back to your district or your agency and incorporate some of those philosophies in your designs. So we've had demonstrations of, you know, somebody found a widget and brought it into the forum, showed everybody. It was, you know, quite popular. They took that widget and incorporated it into their designs in their districts. We've had numerous demonstrations of systems. We typically try to have ITS field equipment set up in the rear of the room so that we can, you know, have discussions around that equipment. Ian?
Yeah, I know, for example, district, I'm going to go ahead and name names. I mean, District 6 there has utilized a lot of the ARWIS information, roadway weather information system. We've had a couple presentations on that, and I know that significantly influenced some of their ARWIS deployments and designs there. I know that Nevada DOT, they ended up developing a mobile ITS hotspot trailer, and what kind of prompted the development of that was a trailer that was demonstrated at the forum by WTI, Western Transportation Institute. I think it was a couple years before they had developed theirs. One of our districts, very rural district, District 9, was also influenced by a lot of the ARWIS presentations that took place. I know in my own district here, District 2, we're a rural district, but we also have an urban stretch, if you want to call it urban, and we're putting quite a bit of fiber in that area, as well as even in the rural outpost areas, we will do small-scale fiber to create roadside local area networks. My engineers were gleaned a lot of information from a presentation that District 6 did actually the first year of the forum in 2006 on their fiber deployment. So that was helpful.
Now, if you could, tell me a little bit about this year's forum, which is going to be taking place in June, some of the highlights and the dates and where it's going to be held.
It's going to be held June 18th through the 20th. This year, 2013, it's the 8th annual forum, Western States Forum, and it'll be held in Yreka, California, which is in between Redding and the Oregon border. We've got, as far as the agenda, in no particular order, we've got automated wind warning system.
presentation on that, a presentation on bike detection in California. It's kind of interesting because bike detection, everybody thinks of it as an urban issue, but when I first started working for Caltrans, the first project I was put on was bike detection in Susanville, which is a small community in our district. So it has rural aspects to it. There'll be a presentation on CCTV image relay, which is a device that grabs still images off of the network of roadside cameras and reformats and banners and then exports that in a common format to be available to the public. The gentleman that's presenting developed the code for it, and it's quite a nice project. There'll be a presentation on the design and implementation of Nevada DOT's point-to-point wireless network for rural ITS, design and implementation of video for rural ITS, another one coming out of NDOT. And then University of Washington's doing a presentation on error assessment for merging traffic data collection devices. They've been real heavy into looking at various aspects of using Bluetooth for travel times and other types of detection.